You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to the Intentional Grounding Podcast. This is the 3-minute drill. This is the 3-minute drill where I give you my thoughts about the game in under 3 minutes or less. So let's get into it. So the Denver Broncos travel to Orchard Park, New York to take on the Buffalo Bills. We know the Bills are coming off a loss against the Bengals 24-18. And there's a lot of questions coming in this week, mainly Ken Dorsey. What can Ken Dorsey cook up to get this offense back on track? I think that's been the prevailing question most of the year. The Bills fare very well when they are coming off of a loss. I expect the Bills to win this game, but what can Ken Dorsey do to contribute to the success of this offense? I think it starts with Josh Allen. You know, we can't place all the blame on Josh Allen. I feel like there are times where he needs to take what the defense is giving him. Week after week, we're seeing guys open all over the field, but we don't really talk about those things. So Josh has to make better decisions, be more decisive with the football. I'd like to see Dalton Kincaid get more involved in this offense. And we got to figure out if Gabe Davis is Waldo or not, because he continually does not show up for games. This is a really good Buffalo Bills team when it's all put together, but we have yet to see a complete game, so we're waiting on that. As far as the Denver Broncos goes, this is a team that wants to run the football. They want to use a lot of play-action pass. We know Russell Wilson is extremely limited. Statistically, he looks decent this year, but when you watch him on film, it just doesn't look the part. He's not the same quarterback he is anymore. He's slow, and he holds on to the football. He doesn't look too make plays necessarily. He wants to check it down. He wants to take the safe option. And if the Broncos want to play, if they plan on winning this game, he's going to have to take some advantages of this Bills secondary that right now is pretty banged up. We don't know if Micah Hyde's going to play. We don't even know if Christian Benford's going to play. So you're going to have Taylor Rapp, and then we get to see Rasul Douglas probably in a full-time role moving forward from here. Dane Jackson had his best game as a pro last week, in my opinion, against the Bengals. So what can the Bills do defensively to stymie or make the Broncos one-dimensional? I think, you know, you got to take away the run. Linval Joseph in his limited snaps last week looked very good. I expect that to continue. But if you can limit Javonte Williams, make the Broncos have to pass the ball, the Bills are going to feast this week. Now, I don't know what's to be said about the Bills' pass rush. We do need to see some improvements there, but they're banged up along the defensive line. So we're hoping that we can recover some of that here in the next few weeks. But this is a big game. I always like to say that, you know, a true test of a champion is how you respond when your back is up against the wall. And if the Bills want to be one of the perennial AFC's best and Super Bowl contender, all is not lost on this season. There's still an opportunity. And how will you respond when your back is up against the wall? So like I said earlier, I'm going to predict a win this week. I'm going to say the Bills win 31-16. That's going to be awesome. Heading into the Jets next week. Hey, just so you guys know, we do the post-game show right here on Buffalo Rumblings right after the game on Monday Night Football. So make sure you stick around and tune in. You guys have a great freaking weekend. Be safe and go Bills. Thank you so much. This is the Intentional Grounding Podcast right here on the Buffalo Rumblings VidCast feed. And we out of here. Peace.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, the Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to The Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.